Feast of Corpus Christi. Feast of the Eucharist. We know the word means, of course, thanksgiving, to give thanksgiving. So there has to be an aspect of always being grateful and the experience of gratitude, right? Wouldn't you think then that whatever we're doing? So I'm going to ask you right at the beginning of my reflection, which is merely going to review a few things with you, is what do you understand by Eucharist for you? Not for the Church Universal, but what do you understand the Eucharist to be? We know that, of course, that in the Scriptures we have the story of Jesus at a supper taking bread and wine and feeding the disciples. We have that, right? Bread and wine were used. Of course, look at who was at the table. There was certainly those who were going to deny him, those who were going to abandon him, and there was one even who was going to betray him. And so he says to them, here, this is my body. This is my work. This is my teaching. This is my all. I'm going to give it to you. And then take the cup, and then there's going to be forgiveness. Hey, we're always thankful when we get a good meal, right? And I think most of us really have a sense of thanksgiving when we're forgiven, and we know we were guilty, and so that is fantastic. As a matter of fact, when we were traveling in Germany not too long ago, we went to the town of Nittenberg, and on top of their church, there isn't a cross, there's a rooster. And so I asked the guide, I said, why does this, in the States, you can tell a Catholic church because they have crosses. Why do you have? He says, well, because it's the rooster. You come here to be forgiven because of the three denials of Peter. So the concept then of Eucharist being forgiveness. So that's something that we have to think about. Of course, that's sort of the first synoptic gospels. But then we go to John, and John doesn't even mention the bread and water, does he? Bread and wine. He says, are you washing each other's feet? Now, isn't that interesting? Moving off the elements that we hold so sacred, going to, wait a minute now, Eucharist is serving one another and bringing people together. Whoa! So there's a whole new dimension of that whole aspect. And we keep thinking of then, what does Eucharist mean? Bill, I think you have something from St. Francis. I'm sorry, I've canonized him already, but Pope Francis. Well, all of those who would like to canonize him, please raise your hand. Okay, he's in this congregation, he's a saint.
We were talking in staff meeting and got on this topic of who should and should not approach the altar to partake in the Eucharist and who should deny themselves that. And I always go to the joy of the gospel and Pope Francis. And he said, short and sweet, the Eucharist, although it is the fulfillment of sacramental life, is not a prize for the perfect. It's a powerful medicine and nourishment for the weak.
Okay, now that says something. That really says something. That Eucharist unifies, and that makes sense, doesn't it? What was the work of Jesus? Jesus was in a very divided religion at his time. There were the clean and the unclean. And the people representing the values of the church were very corrupt individuals. So basically, he comes along and says, no, we've got to bring people together, heal one another, forgive one another. And so the idea then was that Jesus would go, and what did he do? He ate with prostitutes and publicans. Just think of all the things. He touched those people who were never supposed to be touched because they had skin diseases or something else. He basically was not afraid of moving among the nobodies and healing them. And of course, doesn't that bring in those lives thanksgiving? Years ago, I read a poem kind of story about what was Eucharist, and it was very simple. It was going out on the streets and taking care of someone who was hungry, taking care of a mother who had a screaming child. It was interesting that the concept of John's gospel was celebrated in that Eucharist was taking care of those in need. And so that was a very, very powerful experience of Eucharist. There are many different ways then we can approach this understanding, but you do realize that at times right now there is a division among us Catholics. There are parishes that you will go to, and they will say to you, if you are not a Catholic in good standing, if you are not in sanctifying grace, if you're not a practicing Catholic, you may not approach the Eucharist. Other parishes are not saying anything and letting people follow their conscience. Then there are a few parishes sometimes who say, everybody's welcome if you so believe. So, I mean, it's out there in different ways, but people are making decisions as to what Eucharist is. And it seems to be so involved with this is coming and experiencing Christ's whole message and life and learning how to better forgive. Because those are what it is. And of course, Art, where are you, Art? You're here somewhere. Oh, there he is. Art Hines and I are two people who celebrate with you often. Now, how do I view my approach to the Eucharist? I believe that all I do is convene a community, and that it is Jesus in this community who consecrates. That's my belief. So I'm not that important, because I know at one time in the church there weren't priests. There were people gathering at home, breaking bread, possibly going to the synagogue or the temple, but they were doing it. And the idea then is there's great reality of thanksgiving and power of Eucharist in all of us together. That's why, what does he say? I'll be with you. How? When two or more get together. The idea that we form community. So that's my review of Eucharist. I've done all the talking for the first 3-4 minutes. Now, what are some of your ideas? What is Eucharist to you? Because that's really the most important thing we're celebrating on this Corpus Christi, is what is the meaning for you?